Yesterday, Lega Valley Unified School District students headed back to the classroom, except for Whale Gulch students who started their school year off on independent study due to insurance concerns over the unique off-grid campus's structure. Issues arose when the district's insuring agency stated they would not insure the Whale Gulch campus without a certification from the Division of the State Architect, DSA. Due to the liability issues, the district did not renew its sublease with the nonprofit that holds the lease on the privately owned property, threatening the future of Whale Gulch School and causing a rift between the community and the district. However, with community support, including that of former Mendocino County Office of Education Superintendent, the district's board of director has identified several paths forward for the rural school that is an essential lifeline for the 47 students enrolled for the 24-25 school year, allowing a short-term lease agreement to be met.
I would recommend that you approve this sublease agreement. All things going great. We will meet again and hopefully extend it for a longer period of time.
The board voted unanimously to renew the sublease of the Whale Gulch School campus property. Though the sublease has been signed, the insurance woes have not been cleared.
What they will not allow is students to be on site without that exemption, that SAB 406 exemption. And the reason, you know, that they've shared again, I'm talking insurance now, is, you know, that it really is giving us extreme liability exposure, and that it not only is putting, you're part of a JPA, but so it's hundreds of school districts that are part of this. So it's not just our school district, it's other school districts that would be at risk. The liability and property coverage for Field Act damages would not be covered. The students were on site.
As the students began their school year on independent study, an option all 47 students opted for instead of busing to Leggett Valley, an approximately three-hour-long round-trip bus ride. With the sublease agreement, staff is allowed on-site for prep and access to school materials. Though this is a solution that keeps the rural kids from having to leave their community, it is not the goal of Whale Gulch School supporters.
We're not all in on independent study forever.
The path to reopening campus to students is to secure liability insurance. Multiple options are being weighed and solutions are being sought.
We do not have insurance yet. That's what this process is for, is to find the insurance. Well, and as soon as we have coverage, then the kids will be back.
The campus, built to code and bearing all necessary county permits, may need to seek DSA certification, even though the state architect has no jurisdiction over the campus as it was built with private funds on private property. Though the district can seek a DSA certification as a non-conforming property, the process is lengthy and likely the most expensive option. The district is first seeking a waiver that would satisfy their current insurance company's requirement that, until a new district superintendent brought the DSA certification into question, had insured the campus for years. While the district seeks a waiver, they are also looking into additional insurance agencies that could possibly cover the campus.
Well, the School Association is working, you know, diligently with other insurance agents to try to find another insurance company that may insure Whale Gulch School Education Association and name the district as, you know, second insured.
As they weigh their options, the district must make sure any temporary solutions do not create long-term issues.
We don't want to get stuck into this, even though we get insurance in 2 days and everything is, we're good to go, but we've applied for something that we're stuck into, mm-hmm. but will really affect budget, ADA, mm-hmm. all of those things. So yeah. I'd say with the contingency that it can be changed as soon as we say it.
One of the solutions proposed is to let go of the current school model, allowing for a more permanent independent study model that would allow the students to be on campus. However, the financial and long-lasting impacts are troubling to some, but may be a path forward that meets the students' needs if other solutions can't be found.
Yeah, to clarify, if the board approves the SAB 406 exemption, if we approve it today, we're submitting it. And if it gets approved, or once that goes through, then our students can be on campus covered with the insurance, but under independent study.
It would be, yes, it would be like a separate program, excuse me, under district, independent study option.
But you would be at school.
At Wayoko, on campus.
Regular class.
On the table is an exemption from the state allocation board.
Okay, so in our, you know, tons of research, we found that this SAB 406 exemption request. So basically what this will do is allow the district to get approval from the state allocation board, or that's what SAB is, to exempt certain facilities as school buildings. And you have to look at Ed Code 17283. And again, what I was saying previously, it's for independent study use. And so I've attached the form here and we'll fill it out if you decide to move forward with it. And so you can see on the form that, you know, basically we would put our district identification number. And one of the conditions is that you can have 25 or fewer students in the building that is approved. And so a question I have out to the SAB, and I'm very hopeful that by tomorrow I will hear from this person so I can fill out this form. But the idea would be that we would have three buildings. The location would all be the same. It would be on the Whale Gulch campus. And so optimally each building would have that 25 or fewer limit to it. So that's how this app is, as long as the SAB people say that, yes, you can do it that way instead of just applying for one building, which there's so many spaces, I think you could do more than one.
The waiver could be approved at the next state allocation board meeting. However, the August 28th meeting of the SAB was canceled. To proceed before September, a special meeting of the SAB would need to be called. With a myriad of options before them, staff expressed hope for a future of Whale Gulch School, anticipating students may return to campus as early as September 4th.
We're pretty confident that after these first 2 weeks, that will give us the time that we need, and that right after Labor Day, hopefully, we'll all be back on campus.
Along with hope came unity, with the board and community seemingly working together with a shared goal of keeping Whale Gulch School open, a change from earlier contentious meetings. Appreciation was shared for the district's interim superintendent during Superintendent LaHara's absence.
I think that Joni has a really good head on her shoulders, and if she senses that this is not what our intentions are, or I don't think she's going to do it. I mean, I think we need to give her. I definitely think she has our students, families, communities, districts, everyone's best interest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As the district seeks solutions to getting the students back on campus, a structural engineer has been hired to access the campus to assess the campus for compliance with the seismic requirements of the Field Act, the most challenging hurdle the school faces. Though there is a financial burden that must be paid to overcome this bureaucratic gray area, the real burden, staff say, will be borne by the Whale Gulch students, whose education hangs in the balance. We will continue to update on the Whale Gulch campus closure as this situation develops.